In the case of nuclear or radiological fallout, people living around potential targets. You shouldn't leave your shelter until officials say so.
This is the emergency broadcast system. This is not a test. Repeat, this is not a test. Citizens are advised to take the following steps. Stay alert to news media events or local emergency alert notifications.
Hola, me llamo Godfrey, anteriormente en el podcast del Rojo Botón.
Oh no, we put him in salsa mode again. I just wanted him to make salsa, not be salsa.
And you hear gunshots in the distance.
Dude, not again.
And as you cautiously crest the hill, you see three Brotherhood of Steel milling about.
Can I just say vertebird? That seems like a fun word.
Come on over here.
He's awful shiny to be from around these parts.
He's homeschooled.
Can you tell us anything about these two fellers that we gunned down?
That's not normal leather. That's not Brahmin leather, by the way. That's human. That's people leather.
People leather?
It's human skin.
Have you guys seen or heard of any synth activity in the area? If you can give me actionable intel on where this synth may be, I'll give you a power cell. Synths are dangerous.
The conditions of this trait are we get a power cell to identify a humanoid figure in a 56,000 square mile radius who may or may not have changed their face.
We just tell them that we saw a woman in a red coat. Let's go buy a red coat, put it on some woman, and send her off that way.
You really want to have some bad blood with this guy?
This is power armor, sir.
I don't know what that is. I've been in a big underground bunker for the past all of my life. What is that?
Stand by.
He's melting!
He's like a trash can sound. So you slam it shut.
So whenever you approach the front gate, just make sure you hand them that paper and they won't shoot you, right? Easy peasy.
Just why is it so dark?
Because it's nighttime.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, guys, it's them. They're back.
The entire town now knows.
I'm also not very happy with this. So,
Mayor Evelyn.
Can I help you, Godfrey?
Dare I say radiant this evening?
Oh, good lord.
There is a roving band of cannibals that have all aligned themselves under the mascot of a Wendigo, which is a mythical creature that descends upon towns and feeds upon the flesh of the citizens. There are lots of them.
There's a group of cannibals? Killed an entire city of raiders.
Yes.
I think we might have to evacuate the city.
And behind him follows Randall. You got any good news for me?
No!
We need to decide. Are we going to stay here, or are we going to evacuate and go south?
Somebody tell Carl that we're leaving. Let him know we're leaving, and he may want to stay here with us. I don't know.
Welcome back to another episode of The Big Red Button. Today we have our scroungers, our survivors. What is it we
stragglers.
Landed on?
Stragglers.
Get it right.
The stragglers.
I like that you guys have not like adopted like a hero's journey, but just we're getting by.
No.
We're straggling.
No. The hero's journey? No, this is the, we're just stragglers in the wasteland.
So zero to hero, it's just zero to one.
Three. The Hercules soundtrack does not quite apply. Like, we don't get the muses singing Zero to Hero. And I know, Cody, it's just building up inside of you. I'm not going to give you that release. No sweet release. It's just zero to three for us.
Oh, bless his soul.
Yes.
Bless and we soul. Have with us today William reprising his role as Godfrey.
Hello. I have been instructed to say that I'm not allowed to say that it's pronounced in the traditional King's English of G-O-D-F-R.
Godfrey.
Sorry, I'll get that right eventually.
I'm glad you didn't say it, though.
That's the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law.
It's baby steps.
He doesn't have any spirit. He's like the most binary on the binary.
And we have chiming in, Cody coming in as Houston.
Coming in. I don't know what I'm coming in as. It's not like I was willing to be here. Y'all pressured me into this. Now I really don't care anymore.
Well, that's the spirit. Which is rich of me to say since I don't have one.
Low and slow, Alex sliding in as Jake Winger.
Yeah, hey, I am Jake. I grew up in a vault. Did you guys know that the paper money, I'm not sure, but the paper money is apparently not worth anything anymore after the big bomb. Are we sure on that one?
We've beat that dead horse. For 200 years.
Somebody is going to accept this paper money. Dang it.
I hope that we eventually find out that Jake's vault is called Vault State Farm. And it's Jake from State Farm. So last time that we were all together, you guys had met some of the Brotherhood of Steel. And then they told you, be on the lookout for a lady who's wearing a red coat, who is a synth, who has been skedaddling their way this way from the east, and is at large, maybe killing people in their sleep, taking our body, and who knows what kind of hijinks that lady's up to. And they told you that if you find anything out about this lady, to go over to their headquarters with that information, and they will give you a nice and shiny fusion core that you guys have been pining for ever since you talked to Crazy Carl. We did come back to Dust Ridge, and because somebody may or may not have let it out of the bag, that...
Does this person have three arms, a buzzsaw, and a little pulsar jet, and floats around? Just by chance?
Who's to say, really, what anybody has as appendages?
I will say, why? What are we dealing in abstraction for? It was me!
At least he owns up to it.
Right?
Yes. My memory's impeccable.
They packed up and they are heading out of town, and you all decided to go with them. But first, you're going to let Crazy Carl know that you're all leaving. He may be overcome by a wave of cult
of
cannibals.
Gratitude. Oh, cannibals.
Oh, I'm sure they will be grateful that, you know, that he offers up a tasty meal of his own bones. You guys are in the town square, headed up to old Crazy Carl's little shack.
I do hope that we are able to convince him to come with us. I mean, surely for the kinship with my fellow robot, she deserves another chance.
Well, I mean, there's not much hope for Phyllis unless we go get that fusion core for her, so...
Yes, because that apparently depends on us finding a female figure in the entire state of Michigan.
I still think we should dress Houston up in a red jacket and a wig. I still think that would work.
Yes, I thought that was a fantastic idea.
But we also know that our whole town is heading south, and meanwhile, Randall told us that that lady went north. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
So you guys are skedaddling your way up to Carl's house. It's dark outside, but as you approach the fields, a light kicks on, and you see the old bent figure of Carl standing on the porch, and he waves and shouts a startled greeting as you guys approach.
Hey, boys. Is that you? Is that you three boys coming back?
Hey, Carl. Yeah, it's the three of us. We went north, now we're back. Got some news for you.
Well, why don't you boys come on over here and take a load off? I ain't heard hide nor hair of nobody in a couple days. Everybody got real skittish and started scooting cars around. And so I just minded my own business. Seemed like they's having a party or like a circus or something over there in town. I just leave them to it. So what you boys got for me?
Unfortunately, they don't think it's a party. The entire denizens of Dustridge are migrating south.
Migrating?
Yeah, Carl... Do you remember how you were working with that guy who was the cannibal that got killed? Turns out there's a whole lot more cannibals, and they just don't think it's safe to stay here anymore, so they're heading down to New Detroit.
Boy. So, where am I supposed to get my, you know, alcoholic beverages and my meals? Because crops have been kind of tight lately.
More than where you are going to get your meal, we're kind of concerned that you might become a meal, Carl. Because the cannibals are coming, and they wiped out an entire band of raiders up in Harrison. So, we want to give you the option to come with us.
Where are you boys going?
Well, when we talked last time, we had thought maybe going to New Detroit would make sense.
It appears that the fate of poor Phyllis depends on us locating a female figure that has been spotted around here locally, and who has, based on our intelligence, headed north.
That's the opposite direction, for the record.
Very, very good, Master Wheel.
And we have to find this synth so that we can give intelligence to the Brotherhood, and they're even further north, and then they would give us that fusion core for Phyllis so that she can be operational again. So, we're a little torn. I mean, what do you think we should do?
How far south is New Detroit? I don't recall that establishment being, well, an establishment whenever I went into the vault.
As far as I remember, it's more southeast. And it is a couple day journey, you know, just going by yourself, let alone with a whole pack of, you know, everybody from town. You're gonna be going slow, slow. Them cannibals is gonna catch up with y'all before you get there. I'm sure of that.
Those are our two choices. A couple days north or a couple days south. And we can't pick both. Carl, the whole town's heading south. You at least need to know that much. Everybody else is going to be leaving the area.
I appreciate you guys letting me know, but, you know, my poor Phyllis is still here, and she obviously, you can see, she is in no shape to be traveling nowheres. So, boys, I'm having a hard time thinking of packing up. You know, I scrounged around even, you know, sorry about it, but I went in y'all's little stash of scrapping goodies looking for something I could power on with, and I didn't really find anything of no use that I could get her rolling.
As much as I do view my opinion as superior, I do believe when we are dealing with a roving band of cannibals, those of you who do possess flesh should probably make the decision here.
I really appreciate that, buddy. That's very kind of you.
I'm going to need somebody to give me a charisma and speech check.
Well, I have 7 charisma and 5 speech, so that's 12 right there for me.
And this is going to be a very difficult decision, so you're going to need to get 4 dice under your limit.
We need to roll 4 successes, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Oh boy. All right.
Because this one is going to be tricky.
Okay. So I have 7 charisma, 5 speech, and I have a smooth talker perk. Anybody else got something else that can...
I think I have a lot of charisma and a lot of luck on mine.
What's your speech?
0.
Your speech is 0 and you're an author? Like,
he's good with letters on a page, but coming out of his mouth, it's an internal dialogue. And what about you, Godfrey?
I have 1 in speech, 5 in charisma.
Okay, so it looks like I'm rolling. All right, here we go.
You, Master Winger.
And your smooth talker perk allows you to reroll 1. So because you're only afforded 2 for free, and this constitutes 4, you're going to have to spend 2 AP points.
Action points. Okay, yeah. Here we go. First roll is a... Shoot! A 20.
We got a complication.
Can I use my smooth?
Yeah, you can use your smooth. I'll let you this time.
Hey. Whoa! Okay, all right, let's do this again. Please don't screw up. Rolling a 3. Okay.
Oh, we got 1.
All right, here we go. Rolling. A 1.
Oh,
there we go.
1.
So that counts as 2.
That counts as 2? Yes. So I only need to roll 1 more. Success. Here we go, boys. Rolling a 5.
Oh. And a 5.
All right.
What? Wait. Game master, what did he have to score?
I needed 4 successes.
Well, 4 successes. What constitutes a success?
Anything 12 or higher.
12. Oh, okay. Thank
you. Because we added his charisma, which is a 7, and his speech, which is a 5. And he did use his smooth talker perk to reroll.
To eliminate the natural 20.
So as you're mustering up the words to give a speech to Carl, trying to convince him to go with you guys, and you almost had a slur on your tongue, but you held it back and rethought. Because, you know, your smooth talking vault dwelling boy over here rethought that slur he was going to use just in the nick of time. And this is the speech that we hear come from Jake's mouth.
Carl, here's the thing. We love you. We respect you. We know you're a staple of this community. And I know how much Phyllis means to you. But the fact is that you're part of this community. Even though you live out here, you're part of this community. And we want you to come with us. Carl, I promise you with all of my being, we will come back for Phyllis. The cannibals, they aren't going to touch her because she's a robot. And I know how much you care for her, so if you just go with us, that way you have safety in numbers, I promise you we will come back for her specifically and get that fusion core for her. I promise you, but please come with us.
And you can see the... You can see that Carl is visibly moved from that speech. And a small tear falls down his crusty, dirty cheek, leaving a little tiny clean spot.
Carl.
But he licks it up because he also does not waste any water. Because that's how crazy Carl rolls.
Right, right.
I almost thanked him for the gift of his moisture, but there it went.
Ooh.
Other franchise. oh, Mad Max Fury Road. Oh, wait, other franchise. Oh, Star Wars.
The other
Tatooine.
One.
No. Oh man, what franchise? I give up. I don't know what we're doing in here. So
boo.
Keep going.
Oh, that was a good deep cuts.
You know, Jake. You warmed my heart with your speech, but I can't leave Phyllis behind. But you moved me so much, and you know what? I love you, boys. I do.
I was using the wrong voice that time. Whole time, I was using Randall's voice. I Randalled it.
You breaded it.
I did. I tell you what, since that speech...
You're still doing Randall.
Am I? Daggone it.
Carl.
I'm in the wrong guy.
Carl.
Give the man a break. He has multiple personality disorder.
I do. It's hard pulling separate anymore. All right, boys. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
Are we closer?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
You warmed my heart with your speech, so I tell you what. I can't leave her. Look at her over there. If she could have heard that, she would have cried. But I've been, you know, scrounging around, and I went over to Randall's, and he's got a safe. And he's got some mighty fine goodies in that safe that might help you boys. Whichever direction you decide, if you want to go and get that fusion core from me, I would be forever grateful. But if you guys want that and you need to go help the group, get them on their way, then that's up to you. But I keep it in my hat. I got the safe combination right here. So I'm going to give that to you boys. I don't think he's going to mind since they all skedaddled off into the darkness. So, you know, if you guys want to go check out his office, see what's in that safe, I got the combination right here. I already took care of the other countermeasures that he keeps underneath of his desk, so none of you alls will be just half the man you are today, and you can have whatever's in there. Well, here you go, Jake.
Well, thank you, Carl. You know, more than anything, we want you to be safe in all of this. I know for a fact that it's going to be a tough call for the three of us on... which way we're heading, but we want you to be, you know, taken care of by everybody.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, I think I could batten down the hatches here. I've weathered storms before, and I bet I could weather this one too. I think I might be able to hole up, and, you know, I might even take me a bath so they don't smell me when they're lurking around. I may crack out my good soap.
Is the only prerequisite to you heading south with the villagers the fact that Phyllis needs to go with you?
I cannot leave her behind. I mean, you know, you are a flying machine, right? You are a hovering mess of bolts.
Exactly. I have propulsors that counteract my mass that keep me aloft. Is it possible that...
And I float over to Phyllis, and I use my various array of a LIDAR scanner. Can I do a mass analysis? Just get a weight of Phyllis.
Absolutely you can. So let's do an intelligence and repair.
Ooh.
So that is your 7 and 6.
And 6. So I need higher than 13, and I roll twice. A 4. And a 1. Natural.
Ooh.
1.
Atta boy, Godfrey. Even though it would just look to me like you had just like just scanned him, so I don't know why I would be so excited, but yay!
So because you got a 1, you also get another action point. So you did burn an action point before, you get that one back. But also,
yes.
That means you did a really good job scanning. The best.
Well, if I'm good at anything,
it is looking at things, and you looked harder than you've ever looked before with all of your eyes and all of your sensors. You sense the crap out of us. That maybe we
no,
took it too
not,
far.
She
saw nothing.
She's an organic, she does not produce feces. Well, at least she'll be lighter now, I guess.
Right, so you scan top to bottom. I don't know what your scanner sound like. That's up to you.
I put that in post.
Yeah, right.
Let me do my job, damn it.
And as you scan, you find that she is intact, very well maintained, very loved. And she is missing a fusion core, but the fusion core isn't burned out or dead. It's just gone. She just doesn't have one, which is odd because... If the power just drained out of her fusion core, why wouldn't it still be there?
All right, am I going to have to, like, lay this out for everyone here? Even before I went in the vault, I knew that it was unkosher to ask a woman her weight. That is what I wanted to know whenever I scanned this poor woman's body.
She is a Robotron robot, so she
is she a hefty,
hefty
girl.
And she also
hefty. What a strange choice. I love it.
She, you know, you've seen one. There,
she's a thickums.
I have not. I've been in a vault for 200 years.
If Grimace was a robot, that's kind of what a Robotron looks like. And they have legs. They don't have tracks.
It's like Warning Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Very large.
Yeah. And a little dumpy in the middle.
Yeah. Like the classic 1950s sci-fi robot. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Sure. How much does she weigh?
Hefty.
Time out.
Is it more than a Godfrey can carry? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it more than a loaf of bread? Is it bigger or smaller than a loaf of bread?
She's bigger than a loaf of bread.
Can Godfrey carry Carl?
Well, he doesn't want to leave without Phyllis, so what you thinking, Houston?
I was thinking about whacking him upside the head with my ironing pin and then knocking him unconscious, and he just comes with us.
Also, question, what's an ironing pin? I know a rolling pin and...
A rolling pin. Sorry.
My dad will be very happy about that one right there. He called me after the first episode and went, "What the hell is an ironing pin?" I went, "I don't know. I think it was a splice there."
I think this is something that they developed in the apocalypse to iron clothes. It looks like a rolling pin that is made of iron. You put it in the fire and you pull it out and you roll it over your clothes. I actually think
Fallout
that would be very effective.
Uses different tech than we have. So just off the top of my head, definitely didn't look it up because I just know these kinds of things. They weigh 907.8 pounds.
Oh, my.
Oh, so when are you expecting, Phyllis? Should have been the next question there, Godfrey. Way to, like, rude.
When we went on our quest to correspond with the Raiders, rest in pieces, apparently, that were in the northern... Did you not perceive the chunks of flesh that were on
the
street?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Keep going.
It
We understand.
Carl mentioned to find a fusion core. It appears that Phyllis is in pristine condition. Could there be another one here in town?
Well, wait, buddy. Does she have a fusion core already that just is low on charge?
No, it's just gone.
Just no fusion core?
There is no fusion core. Huh. She is in impeccable condition. This man should be commended.
Game Master, can any of us roll for either perception or intelligence to think of where a fusion core would be in town?
Sure. You can even spend a luck point to, then I have to tell you.
Okay. Then yes, I have 5 luck points right now. Game Master, I would like to spend a luck point. Is there a fusion core somewhere in town? And if so, where is it?
So, based on the time that you have spent here, you spent quite a bit of time in Dustridge. And as you recall, in your mind vault...
I'm tapping my temple very studiously right now.
You reminisce and think back as to what all you have seen in town. And as the local scrap dealer, you have quite an extensive knowledge of all of the tech coming and going here. And you only recall ever seeing the very old, very small generators that have been cobbled together post-bomb drop. And you've never seen anything here that would be high-tech enough to even need a fusion core. And in all of the things you've brought in, have never seen a fusion core at all.
Well, that's not ideal, but...
So you're saying there's a chance.
Based on me divining, no chance here in town.
Well, it was worth a shot. Okay. Now, I think there's safety in numbers, so I think the villagers are probably pretty safe, and you saw how I performed in a fight. It's not like I'm a big asset there. What do you think? Should we go look for this fusion core before heading down to meet up in New Detroit, or should we just bail and leave Carl here?
Well, I think we should take Carl and we leave Phyllis behind. Carl's safety is what's most important here.
Carl already said he's trying to just batten down the hatches while he's not leaving.
He's not leaving without Phyllis.
So, take my rolling pen.
No.
Godfrey,
we're not resorting to violence.
Away. You cannot
as
hit him.
As enjoyable as it was,
hey,
earlier, we're not resorting to violence.
Hey, buddy, yeah.
You know, I can hear everything you're saying over it.
Quit threatening to hit Carl over the head. He's not going anywhere. You think with me for a second, buddy.
Let's continue to go north. Let's at least help out Carl some, find this fusion core.
I'm thinking the same thing. He's family. We gotta take care of him.
Here's a little freebie.
I love freebies. Is it the same as like the paper money? Is it freebies?
Yeah, it's worthless. Just like paper money.
Dang it.
New Detroit may have a fusion core because it is a large city, way bigger than Dustridge, but also it may not. Who's to say? I'm just here to cause chaos in your decisions. You're welcome.
Carl, let me talk with the gang real quick, and I'll let you know what we're planning on doing. Houston, you and I are the only two with flesh. Now, there's safety in numbers in heading to New Detroit, and potentially there might be a fusion core in a big city. We know that the synth went to the north, so we could, you know, try and track her down and then track down the Brotherhood. That's all kinds of every which way. Or we can just hope that the big city to the south maybe has what we're looking for, and we stay with the whole rest of the town. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think there's safety in numbers here. And if Carl can bat down the hatches, he may survive this. Though, not entirely sure on that one. I personally would love to take him with us, willingly or not.
If you threaten to hit him over the head one more time, Houston.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not going to do it. However, I do think that a major city is more likely to have a fusion core. Let's head on down to New Detroit. I feel like there's something in my gut that's telling me that this is where this story is going.
Is the something in your gut highly irradiated by chance?
Well, I'm irradiated all the way through, but I feel like I have this voice in my ear that's telling me to do things. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I've run the statistical analyses on all of these different situations, and they're not good all the way around. However, I do like the prospect of getting to speak to intelligent life again. So whatever we need to do to get Phyllis back online is the route that I would like to take.
You're not the only one who wants to speak to intelligent life here.
Dang it. So that just leaves me as the deciding vote.
Well, I'm not saying you need to go to New Detroit. There is going to be pros and cons to all of your decisions, whichever.
Oh no, the voice is making me conflicted again.
I know, this is the worst part about...
This is the choices you wanted to have. You wanted
to choose your own adventure.
Can I roll a dice to see what I'm going to do? I'm going to roll a dice. All right, here we go.
It's these fancy round... two-sided dice that's circular. You flip it and that makes your decision for you.
My all right, here's the thing guys, my intelligence is a 7. I've got to think through all the things, so I'm just going to roll my own dice here. If it's above a 7, then, you know, like 1 through 7, then we're going to go south. But something tells me that there's something just exciting to the north, and as I'm going to roll. Here we go. I got an 18. I think I want to go north, guys. Like, that just seems like... I'm with Gottfried on this one. I think we should go track down the synth.
Beep, beep, boop, beep. Beep, beep, boop. Beep, beep, boop, beep. Beep, beep, boop, beep.
So,
beep, boop, beep.
Are we done?
I think we're going to head north to find the synth and then report to the Brotherhood. But because Carl loves us, we can go into that safe that that Randall had. You guys want to run over there real quick?
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, I will float. But
so you make your way to the dusty bathtub, and you go in, and there are no lights on, so you guys flip the lights on and see that things were kind of left in disarray, which is telling to the panic that was going on, because Randall would never leave his establishment this way.
I know, he yelled at me one time for spilling a Nuka-Cola Quantum over there, and now, oh, a whole bunch of kids are allowed to leave their crap everywhere in here, and that's fine. Whatever. Double standards.
So there's still bedrolls and things detritus left behind where this was turned into a makeshift shelter for everyone, and you guys make your way to his office, and beside his computer is a safe sitting there beside the computer. The computer's on, locked, but it's on, and there's a safe. You guys put in the code, the combination.
0451. Here we go.
And it opens, and inside you find an issue of an astoundingly awesome Tales comic book.
A comic book, which, if you are new to the Fallout world, that means we're about to get some kind of extra superpower.
And you found the issue called Surrounded by the Dead, which gives whoever holds this the Surrounded by the Dead perk. And that perk allows you one damage dice on attacks if you spend ammunition for bonus damage. You get to do that one extra time whenever you are fighting.
Well, Houston, you've got the best big guns over there. I feel like that would be a twofer right there.
Give that to me. Give that to me right now.
I guess it would make sense that the author has the comic book.
Give that to me right now.
Do we find anything else, Game Master?
You do. You also find, let's see, one Nuka-Cola cherry and one regular Nuka-Cola.
Dibs.
We got dibs on that.
Cherry Nuka-Cola zero.
There was no zeros in the...
Nuka-Cola cherry zero. Not the specific, but, well, you are who you are.
We also find... You found some gumdrops. Not so great in that department, but still, you know, a little's there.
Yeah, that should definitely go to Gottfried right there, because you know how much he needs to eat.
Y'all gonna open that trash can and shove it in there and... later.
Perfect. Hey, Godfrey, can I store this inside you for a little while?
As long as you clean up after yourself.
I will. I'll throw away the wrappers, I promise.
And we found a walking cane, which was a collapsible one, apparently, because it fit inside of... You found a heavy leather armor piece for your right arm.
Nice.
That's what you found inside of the safe.
Some Nuka-Cola, a comic book, some gumdrops, a walking cane and a piece of armor. Not too bad.
That is it.
It's kind of strange.
Could have been worse.
Randy just kept that in his safe and not like money, but whatever. Hey, that's his prerogative.
He only kept things of value. Nothing, no garbage.
Yeah.
So there's something tingling at the back of your head, the back of your mind. So I'm going to need Houston to give me a roll.
Oh, no, not the tingle.
Or perception. And
oh, it's that voice again. It tells me I have to see something.
A six?
Six? Your perception is a two. So as you're kind of swinging around, you trip over a mop. And it falls and hits the light switch and turns it off. So that's kind of all you got.
Sounds in character, but not this
one. So that feeling that you had, you realize was just some old beans that you had had, and it has now passed. So you've checked the safe. Is there anything else you guys would like to scrounge around for? You do feel a little weird going through your people's stuff. Even though they're not here, you feel kind of weird about it.
I feel like we'll come back when everything settles down. Once we solve the problem of the cannibals, I feel like this is home. Dust Ridge is where we belong, so I don't want to steal from everybody right now.
I've been here for 2 weeks. Loot away!
Godfrey, would you like to maybe do a little sneaking and looting and scooting?
Yes! Sneak, loot, scoot, boot, scoot, and boogie. Yes, please, let's go.
Where are you? Which building would you like to loot?
I want to go to Mayor Evelyn's office.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Of course he does.
What would be in Mayor Evelyn's office?
Hopefully Mayor Evelyn. Oh, hey! You know, amongst other bits of detritus.
Meanwhile, I just roll my eyes and start taking things.
So Godfrey, as much as a Mr. Handy can, sprints across the street, banging into a car, trying to get into Mayor Evelyn's office as fast as he can. Nothing's locked, doors are open, so he makes it there without incident. So I'm going to need a roll.
Godfrey, come back. Wait for us. Slow down, buddy.
Godfrey.
Marco.
Get back here.
Marco!
He's not here.
We used to play this game in the pool in the vault. Marco, you're supposed to call back.
So I'm going to need you to roll.
Perception. Oh, dear.
What was this?
Oh, boy. Did I get to roll twice?
What? You
three. Right.
Okay, so that's exactly what you need to open drawers in this game. It's very hard.
Are there desks?
There are desks.
I love opening a desk.
You are in front of her
Please
desk.
Please let me open a desk.
Gazing at all of the things that Mayor Evelyn has touched, that she's used.
Her very righteous hand has touched that handle. I very purposefully fire one of the gears in my third arm a little too fast so that my hand trembles as I go toward the handle of the door. And I pull, and inside, my three perceives.
You perceive inside of this drawer a picture that it looks like somebody has drawn of Mayor Evelyn. And if you squint hard enough, or if you put enough static in your photoreceptors, it looks almost just like her. And you also find, as you're going through, a small little Mr. Handy action figure that it looks like she has been keeping away, hidden from view inside of this drawer as well.
Shut up. Please tell me that we are about to get a inter-robot humanoid love story.
Who's to say? You take it as you will. But this is a drawer where she keeps her personal belongings. It looks like, you know, like as she became mayor, somebody tried to draw this picture of her, probably to hang on a wall, that now is yours. And also, along with that picture, sitting on the picture was a little Mr. Handy as well, for you to keep.
Godfrey, how you feeling, buddy?
I whirl around very quickly so that my main photoreceptor is facing away from those other two, and I'm hovering right over top of the hatch. I hold both the picture, and I hold the figurine, and I can't
I can't quite describe this feeling. Circuits of fire that have never fired inside of my CPU before. I quickly pop the hatch and I stuff the picture and the figurine inside. No, nothing. Sorry. It appears that she's, you know, in her effectiveness, which was not only demonstrated in her leadership and her organization, she has packed up the majority of her possessions and has left. And I very nervously place a hand over the door of my compartment and say, we should probably go and brrr, hurry outside the establishment.
That was weird, Houston. You all right?
This is the best running joke that we have made. I'm so glad you're keeping it alive. It makes me so happy.
We got to run with the dumb when we stumble upon it. We got to keep going.
So beautiful. Embracing the stupid.
Before we leave town for good, I want to head back to our little scavenger shack and check my bedroom and get the last of my belongings before we leave.
So you guys go back to your own rooms in your little scavenger shack, and you go through your stuff.
I know I hid some stuff somewhere. Where did I stash that? Dang it. All right. What do I need to roll?
Give me
for?
A roll.
All right. Here we go. I'm rolling a 9.
A 9. So we're doing a perception and survival, which is 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ooh, just one.
Missed that one.
One more. All right. Here we go. Rolling a 13.
Oh,
gosh darn it.
You find just a bunch of old dirty clothes and torn up garbage. Nothing really of note. As you dig through your stuff.
My organizational skills are subpar, I think. I should have learned better in the vault. I really should have.
I need Houston to give me another roll.
All right, so I'm looking around my room and I roll a 4.
Not quite there, okay. So we get one more.
All right, let's try it again. Big money, big money, big money, big money. Roll a...
Hey!
2.
Oh, so you're... You have 0 in survival.
Oh no!
but you have a 2 in perception.
Oh yay! Betty, yay!
So you found it. So as you're digging through your things, you find a baseball bat, and on the side of it, it says "Old Iron Pen," and you had left it in here and forgot. So you found your ironing pen, laying in your stuff free. You forgot. But also...
Yay, sports! Yay, sports!
I love that we've invented a thing here that doesn't exist, but it does now.
It does now.
Hey, Todd Howard, the head of Bethesda Game Studios, give us a call. We've got an idea for a new part of Fallout lore. Just an idea. Give us a call. It's called an ironing pin.
Yeah.
I feel like this will be more efficient to whack Crazy Carl upside the head next time we see him.
But whenever you were pulling that out of the footlocker, something else rolled out and hit the floor. And it is an old, mummified, shriveled grapefruit from before the bombs dropped that you happened to have on your desk. And when you were grabbing things to put in your bag as you're leaving... that just fell into the bag as you're running out. And this is like your good luck charm that you've always kept around. And you are so happy because you really feel like your luck might run out on this trip if you did not have your lucky grapefruit with you in your bag.
Houston, what is this?
Question, are grapefruits sentient? In this universe, did the radiation make them sentient?
Not, unfortunately, this one is not.
I mean, in one Fallout game, a tree was sentient, but that's a whole...
Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
I float over to the unknown object and I hold it up. Houston, what is this?
Nothing. And I quickly put it away.
And very quickly, realizing the movement that I just mimicked before, I ask no further questions. Carry on.
So you guys have scrounged up your personal belongings. Or is there anything else that you guys want to look for or do in Dustridge before you leave? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I perceive? Please.
If you want to.
I would like to,
You
yes.
didn't really have a room because you don't need to sleep, but you did have a stack of containers.
Oh, no, no, don't perceive that. Don't perceive Tim? That. Oh.
I love that he can break the fourth wall.
So you needed a 7, 8, you needed a 9.
Lost. Nah, well, I haven't lived here very long.
Yeah, you see nothing here that has any ties to any nostalgia or anything. You have everything rattling around inside of your storage compartment that you need.
All of my important possessions.
Is there anything else before you leave Dustridge behind, maybe for the last time?
Oh, where did all of the mercenaries camp?
They were fairly nomadic. They didn't really unpack and leave behind. But there is the sheriff's office.
Absolutely, we're going to the sheriff's office. So we toddle across the street, basically right back where we were.
Right, yeah. Just one building over. You go into his office, and he has a desk. Everything else is pretty cleared out because there's not a lot of crime that happens in Dustridge because there's not a lot of people in Dustridge.
Master Winger, a desk.
Who would like to search this one?
Me.
I'll do it.
Sorry. Yes, Houston.
You do give a little jiggle on the handle of this desk. It's locked.
Dang it.
So I'm going to need an agility and a lockpick.
I have 5 agility and 3 lockpick, so I would need an 8.
Right.
I have 7 agility and 6 lockpick.
Oh, God, 3. Knock that out. Houston, I know for a fact your agility wasn't great.
It's a 2 and no lockpicks.
Not to toot my own horn, and the first chance I get, I'm having one installed, so I can toot it. But I've got this.
Rolled a 17 and a
12. 12. Yes. I needed a 13 or higher, and I got a 12.
As Godfrey sticks his little pincers around in the lockpick, you hear a click. The drawer slides open, and you find a pearl-handled 44 Magnum pistol.
Oh-ho-ho.
With a box of 20 rounds in this drawer. But sitting beside that pistol is a small Mr. Handy action figure.
What?
Sitting in this drawer.
Is the sheriff in love with him too?
Who's to say?
So I reach into the drawer and I pick up the gun and the bullets and I'm just over in my own little world. But then I look beside me and Godfrey is just like slowly, doesn't even imperceptibly slowly hovering in a circle with this little figurine in his hand. And I look over, Godfrey, buddy, are you good?
No, yes. And I very quickly pop the pneumatic catch, place the figure inside and close it. I'm ready. Yes.
Okay.
Your instrument of violence. Yes. Oh, I know. I can't tell how excited you are.
What was that? What did you pick up?
I will need to do some calculations before I report back on what I've found.
Okay.
This deserves.
Yeah. You do that.
Anyways, are we ready?
Guess so.
So you guys find the pistol and the ammunition and other knickknacks.
Nothing else.
And nothing else in this drawer.
I definitely saw you pick something. I'm not pushing it right now. I'm not pushing it.
It's inconsequential. Please move on, Mr. Winger.
All right.
So is there anything else you guys want to do here before you saddle up and move out?
Saddle? Are we going to be riding horses?
There are no horses.
I didn't know how to let them down.
I know. All right. So you guys pack up what little belongings that you have. You take one last longing look at Dustridge, a concerned look at Carl's cabin as he is polishing up Phyllis's domed head, and then you turn out and head out of town, maybe for the last time. Headed north on a quest, potentially fetch fusion core, and maybe find a synth along the way. Who knows? All right, and that is it for this episode of The Big Red Button.
With that, I think I've been Jake. I'm fairly certain that's still my name, unless I was lied to in the vault, I think.
This is Houston and Gustav.
Who's Gustav, what? Houston?
Find out next time.
And I have been apparently universally adored by the entire town of Dustridge.
And I am your game master, Dallas.
And we will see you all next time on the Big Red Button.
The Big Red Button is a production of the Grapefruit Network. To learn more about this show, visit us at bigredbutton.show. And to find out more about the other shows in our network, head over to thegrapefruitnetwork.com.